The 11th month of the 12th year, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, because Tyre has said of Jerusalem, Aha, the gate to the nations is broken, it has swung open to me. Now that she lies in ruins, I will be filled. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Behold, O Tyre, I am against you. And I will raise up many nations against you. As the sea brings up its waves, they will destroy the walls of Tyre and demolish her towers. I will scrape the soil from her and make her a bare rock. She will become a place to spread nets in the sea. For I have spoken, declares the Lord God. Then they will know that I am the Lord. For this is what the Lord God says, Behold, I will bring against Tyre from the north Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings with horses and chariots, with cavalry and a great company of troops. He will slaughter the villages of your mainland with the sword. He will set up siege works against you. Build a ramp to your walls and raise his shields against you. He will direct the blows of his battering rams against your walls and tear down your towers with his axes. Multitude of horses will cover you in their dust when he enters your gates as an army entering a breached city. Your walls will shake from the noise of cavalry, wagons and chariots. The hooves of his horses will trample all your streets. He will slaughter your people with the sword. Your mighty pillars will fall to the ground. They will plunder your wealth and pillage your merchandise. They will demolish your walls, tear down your beautiful homes, and throw your stones and timber and soil into the water. So I will silence the sound of your songs, and the music of your lyres will no longer be heard. I will make you a bare rock, and you will become a place to spread the fishing nets. You will never be rebuilt, for I, the Lord, have spoken, declares the Lord God. This is what the Lord God says to Tyre. Will not the coastlands quake at the sound of your downfall? When the wounded groan at the slaughter in your midst, all the princes of the sea will descend from their thrones, remove their robes and strip off their embroidered garments. Clothed with terror, they will sit on the ground, trembling every moment, appalled over you. They will lament for you, saying, How you have perished, O city of renown, inhabited by seafaring men. She who was powerful on the sea, a along with her people, who impose terror on all peoples. Now the coastlands tremble on the day of your downfall. The islands in the sea are dismayed by your demise. For this is what the Lord God says: when I make you a desolate city, like other deserted cities, and when I raise up the deep against you, so that the mighty waters cover you, then I will bring you down with those who descend to the pit, to the people of antiquity. I will make you dwell in the earth below, like the ancient ruins, with those who descend to the pit, so that you will no longer be inhabited or set in splendor in the land of the living. I will make you an object of horror, and you will be no more. You will be sought, but will never be found, declares the Lord God.